Hi, this is Michael. I don't know me legal.
Hello, Michael. It's Sean. I've just had a missed call from your number.
Is that Mr. Maguire, is it?
It is.
Hi, Sean. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad, yourself?
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for ringing me back so quick. It went straight to answer machine, sure. So.
Yeah, that's why when I spoke to Elliot,
I said
phone the wife's number because my number, if it doesn't recognise the number, it'll just throw it out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean.
No, that's fine.
Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Sean, about your case?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Sean, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Sean, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence for you. Obviously, you've spoken to Elliot and the team over there in customer care.
Yeah.
It's our role at this side of the business is to write to the likes of the social services, educational authorities, local authorities and the like to gather your evidence from your time in care.
Yeah.
It's not just, the care that we're trying to evidence, Sean. It's trying to get to know you a little bit better and understand the trauma you faced as a child, how that had a lasting effect into your adult life. We can evidence diagnosis of depressions and anxiety, PTSD. Any sort of, issues with alcohol or substances, and what I'll do, Sean, on my team, is we'll write to, GP, NHS, rehabilitation, or alcohol charities, gather that evidence, and present that to Scottish Redress of not only Sean Maguire in care, but also Sean Maguire because of care. And they have to take that into consideration.
So in care, I would think, I don't know if you've got that information in front of you or whatever, I was later on adopted, so to speak.
Okay.
That's when my name got changed.
What was your name in care? Because I haven't got it on my system.
That is Jonathan.
Oh, wow.
Jonathan McHugh.
Okay. So Joe, he helps you. Jonathan, so is that John?
Jonathan. Jonathan.
So
it's been years since I've seen this name. J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
J-O-A-T-H-A-N.
Yeah, so it's Jonathan. All one word.
Okay, and your surname, please?
And it's McHugh, so it's M-C-C-U-E.
MCCUE. Oh, wow. I don't think I've ever had a full name change. Do you have anything to support your name change? Sure.
I've got
a bus. You've got what? Sorry, Sean, your signal went a little bit. Okay. So what I may do is, have you sent any documents to Elliot? Before?
Sent passport, something else I've sent.
Can you take a picture of that document with your Chris's name change, please, and send it to that same number, and I'll tell Elliot to make sure he adds it to your case?
It's my situation for a top seller. Do you know where my doctor's kit is?
Yeah, I think so.
He thinks he knows where it is.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. If you could do that for us, please, that would be amazing. Just send it to him, take a picture on WhatsApp, send it to him, and then I'll upload it, or Elliot will upload it.
Yeah, because I mentioned it to Elliot when I started speaking to you guys.
Okay.
It would be 97. He said to me at the time, it's not required at the moment, but it might be later on.
Yeah, this is the time it's required. The reason being is I'm going to be writing to the social services for Jonathan McHugh. But the IDs that we send are going to be in, obviously, Sean Maguire.
Yeah.
They're going to need to be able to, piece that puzzle together, if you like.
Yeah.
The way to do that is with a proof of name change.
Yeah, that's a sort of fine. Pretty sure I've got it somewhere.
Okay.
I've got it. Is that the adoption one? Have you got it in front of you? That's pretty good, you found it.
Yeah, please. So after you've got to this corner, if you take a picture of it, send it to Elliot and I'll get pin it on your beard.
Yeah, that was
fun. Excellent. Come on, second. So I'll just tell them something for either. Okay, so.
This doesn't have the number at the top, the 23186 of the adoption certificate from the court. So okay. I don't know if that would help.
Yeah, send us it anyway. I'll make sure that in a cover letter it does reference, you know, your adoption certificate number and that you were adopted.
Yeah, it's got the, I'm just looking at it, it's got the date of the adoption as well. So
yeah.
I've got all that sort of information.
Yeah, well, I'll pin that, because what we do, Sean, is we send out, obviously, a cover letter, your proof of ID, your proof of address, and obviously, you know, we would have been looking for a Sean Maguire, because we would have had some details, but obviously our letter is now going to go out to John McHugh, and if we can prove the, you know, you were adopted and change your name, then that should be sufficient.
Yeah, it wasn't John, it was Jonathan.
Okay. Alright, that's great. So I'm gonna ask you some tough questions about you, Sean. You know, into your adulthood. I do apologise.
No, you can't.
I am sorry. But have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of depression or anxiety or PTSD, Sean?
Well, I was going through a bit of depression. I can't tell you the year, a few years back.
Okay.
But I was going through depression back then when I was one Glasgow.
Yeah, did you get any sort of medication or help from your GP, Sean, for the depression?
No, I was in a regular contact with the GP.
Okay. Did he give you any meds or?
Yes, I think it meant, yes, no, no. Don't ask me what it was to say.
I don't want to just tell him anyway. Well, we'll get that when we request all your medical records anyway.
Yeah.
And what's on medication. Okay, have you had any issues with any alcohol or any substance issues, Sean?
No, alcohol, yes, the numbers are actually the specialist because it's not coming out. Okay. And was referred a specialist to his GP.
Okay, so I'm here from your medical records. That's good. The last real tough question I've got, Sean, it's the toughest one. I'm sorry, I do have to ask, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Sean?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, buddy. I thought that was your option.
Your
signal keeps going in and out, Sean.
Sorry. That's also on all the medical records.
Okay. So was you hospitalised for that 2010?
I have been in the past, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what I may do is I may write to obviously to your GP, and also to the hospital that you were admitted to, just to see if they've got any further, anything further to add. So can I see your GP details, please, Sean?
Oh,
no,
that is, well, my GP would go under Stoke Road, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would be Stoke Road Medical Centre.
Stoke Road?
Yeah.
So STOKE?
STOKE, yeah.
Okay, Stoke Road. Is there a medical centre, is it?
Medical centre.
Whereabouts is that? There in Gosport, Hampshire?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me just pull the committee section. I'm just going to try and find the postcode. Stoke. Okay, so that's PO12-1PA. PO12-1PA. Okay. And the hospital that you're admitted to, Sean?
That would have been the Southern General.
Southern General?
Yeah, in Glasgow.
Okay. Thank you for answering that one, Sean. That's a tough one, man. And thank you for being brave and grateful. Okay, so what I'll do, Sean, is obviously I'm right to the social services.
Yeah.
And the education authority of your care setting. I'll also write to your GP and to the Southern General Hospital in Glasgow for any of the medical records that supports, obviously, you know, past trauma and mental health and when I get your information back from your time in care, Sean, do you want me to share that information with you?
I've been looking for my files for years, and every time I look for it, I've come up against a brick wall. So
okay.
If you could get it to me, that'd be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, definitely. His information. That's my job, is to get that information for you. Okay, so what we'll do, Sean, is when we get the information from the social services and the education authorities, I'll send you copies of everything I get. We'll go through it all together, you and I.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a real tough call, that, Sean. So, but it's 8 to 10 months down the line anyway.
Okay.
But we'll go through it together with a fine tooth comb.
Yeah.
Make sure you're happy with all of the evidence we've obtained. We'll go through all your statements together as well. Make sure all of you're happy with all your statements.
Yeah.
And then we'll add your medical records, and we'll then do what's called our final submission, Mr. Maguire, to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Okay.
So just let you know where we're up to so far, Sean, is we've lodged our claim with them. So we've got an application number for you. We've also been acknowledged as your law firm. But we've also told them we are going to provide them with support and evidence.
Yeah.
It just gives you the best chance of getting the most out of this process, to be fair. So they're not going to work on our case until we get them the evidence. So we'll do that. That's called our final submission. From there, Sean, we then await what's called a panel date.
Okay.
Where a panel of individuals will judge adjudicate our case. So done behind closed doors, so you know there's no need for us to attend.
Okay.
And then we'll get notification of hopefully the recognition that you deserve, Sean, in the form of an apology, and hopefully an offer of financial compensation, Mr. McGuire.
Hey, funnily enough, I've always said to your wife, I just want a bit of recognition that this sort of stuff happened, and then they put hands up and go, sorry.
Yeah. No, of course. Of course. I mean, the money's not going to fix anything that's happened to you in the past. I say this to all of my clients. The hope is, you know, obviously it's some form of compensation for you, which is great. But the hope is that, you know, the Scottish Government takes note of all of these claims and getting hit in the pocket, that they, you know, try and stop these claims coming down the pipe in the future. You know, the only way for them to do that is to, you know, take better care of the kids, if not, let's be honest.
So, the way you just discussed it to me is, if we can just get through this scenario, get in sort of sorted, then it can help other kids in the future.
Okay. That's all she needs. That's all she wants. Get you the recognition of what happens here. And try and stop this from happening to other kids.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, so do you have any questions for me, Sean, about my process and what my role is and how I'm going to undertake that for you?
Well, it takes about a year from start to finish.
Yeah, so the social services and educational authorities aren't quick in getting us we have got a fight on our hands. But that could take me anywhere up to 10 months just to get that information back. NHS and GPs are usually a bit quicker. Anyway, they have what's called a service level agreement of 30 days. If you say 3 months for the medical records, we're well in. But the social services and the local authority, that could take it up to 10 months, even though we do threaten them with, legal action and the like. If you say 12 months from now, then we won't be too far away. Don't be too far away. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Sean, I just need to go back one step with you. We're about to undertake, obviously, our largest body of work on your behalf. And I need to make sure that you are fully aware of all of our fees and what other options are out there for you. And if you're still happy for me to continue, then obviously I will be gladly. But I do need to run through with you on this recorded call just for our compliance as well. Billy may have told you this, or Billy or Elliot, or may have told you this before, but I do need to run through it really, really quickly. So just to let you know, Sean, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that's an option for you. Nobody can sell it, Sean. I just have to give it. Option two, Sean, is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply through to the Scottish Redress, but they won't charge you any fees. The reason why they don't charge fees, Sean, is that they get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Yeah.
Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't discuss with you those law firms' practices and what they would do, and probably more importantly, Sean, what they won't do for you. All I can tell you, we as a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions, and we don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
What we do, Sean, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together.
Yeah.
It's also on us as a business, Sean, on a no-win, no-fee, is to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fees are capped at 15% plus VAT. What that means is no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 15% plus VAT. It'll net you out at just under 20%. On the no-fee side of the contract, and the win-no-fee, because you've been through such emotional turmoil throughout your life because of your time in care, mental health issues, suicide attempts, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case. We just wouldn't as a business. Our insurance company, our insurance provider will cover any fees our end if we are unsuccessful. So they'll never come back and land on your door.
Okay.
It's a genuine no win, no fee, Sean. Is that okay?
Yeah, so when I spoke earlier, it went on that training. They told me it was about 20%. So,
I can't buy that. Okay, fair. It's 19.2%. We say 20% because of the cancer, so 20% because it's easy for people to do the math.
Yeah.
It nets you out at 19.2%. So do you understand those three options I've given you, Sean?
Yeah. I do, yes.
Perfect. And you feel happy for me to continue with your case, sir?
More than happy.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Just to let you know, Sean, you signed a fee agreement with us, or a no-win, no-fee agreement with us on the 24th of February. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the 24th of February. It's a bit of a, you know, a change your mind, 14-day clause, if you like. What that means is anything up to day 14, you can rip up any agreements you have with us, walk away and, you know, pursue this case however which way you would like. Or alternatively, Sean, if you're obviously happy with us as your law firm, happy with our fees, and happy for us just to crack on, you have the right to, you know, cancel or waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you, Mr. Maguire.
Yeah, I'm not going to be cooling off. I'm not going to take it with 100% because it's a long time coming, so I apologise.
Certainly is. Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Sean. You have my number now. My name's Michael. I'm going to be your case officer on this case. Save my number. If you need me for anything, give me a call.
Will
do. Just want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background. Again, you can always just give me a ring, whether it's about your case or not. I'll switch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, let you know how I'm getting on, you know, finding success when I'm struggling. And I'll write to you in an official capacity within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details and an outline of our process, Mr. McGuire.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. I'll get the photograph now to that number I'll be contacting.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, please, sir, if you wouldn't mind getting that over and then we can evidence your name change.
Yeah, that's what's all cool.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Sean?
Not at the moment.
Okay, buddy. Well, if you do, sir, just pick up the phone and give me a call, okay?
Will do. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.